here's a story from The World.
Generation Z, people born after 1996, it is historically a very diverse group. They are generally tech-savvy. Also, studies suggest they are susceptible to high stress, sometimes depression. Singer Bea Christie is a Zoomer, the word for Gen Zers, a woman for her generation. Bea goes by her stage name Beba Doobie. More on why in a moment. First, check out what she sounds like. This is a track called Care from Beba Doobie's just-released debut album, Fake It Flowers. British-Filipina singer Beba Doobie joins us from her home in London. A stage name is always a challenge. Your first name, B or Bea, shows up in Beba Doobie. How'd you come up with the Badoobie part?
It's a funny story, actually, because I didn't really expect any of this to happen. So when my friend Oscar helped me release my songs online, he was like, you need an artist name. And I have this Finsta account, just like my other Instagram account where I just like, just me and my friends. So I called the Instagram account Beba Doobie as a joke. And I'm stuck with it for like ever, but it's okay.
Wow. So many different ways of coming up with a stage name. When you say I wasn't expecting all this, you mean your success, your fame. The song that broke you to the world was Coffee, which is a simple, kind of quiet, acoustic guitar-driven song that got picked up by Powerful. I mean, it's not like the old days where an artist records a song, gets released, and then it either goes up the charts or it doesn't. How did you discover that your song was actually having this other life?
I mean, when Coffee started picking up, it was like all the comments online where I was like, you're that coffee girl. And I was like, I've never worked in a cafe in my life. So this happened really unexpectedly. And then Po Fu remix kind of blew up on TikTok. And I think people were saying, yeah, it's that girl that sings that song, which is cool. I just didn't expect it.
So it's interesting what I know of your background. You were born in the Philippines 20 years ago. You were two when you moved to the UK with your mom, and your dad followed a year later. Why did your family leave the Philippines?
Pretty much for me. They had like a great life back home. And they thought there was a better education here in London. So they kind of dropped everything and started from scratch, really.
Wow. So that outsider experience, bound to be familiar for any kid who moves to a new place, especially a place that has a different culture. You went to a majority white Catholic school as a girl. Mm-hmm. What was that like, and how did that shape you?
It was the most stereotypical all-girl Catholic school experience you can ever think of. Yeah, it was, you know, there was good times and bad times, and there was a lot of alienation I felt. And, you know, it was pretty wild. Then I got kicked out. But
I was going to ask you, were you a good student or did you rebel?
I got kicked out for a reason, I guess.
So that alienating experience of being in that school, you got kicked out of school. How do you think all that shaped your music? Did it?
Oh, a lot. Like, I feel like during high school, I always tried finding things to kind of fill a gap. And when I started playing guitar and I found music, it was finally a healthy distraction to all my problems.
Beba Doobie, you were quoted by the Guardian newspaper saying that you aim to be the voice of encouragement, of advice for a 15-year-old girl that you needed when you were 15. So what did you need to hear then that you are saying and singing today?
I guess specifically in my album, Fake It Flowers, it's that I always grew up thinking I couldn't be whatever I wanted to be because of the way I looked, and I never really had anyone that looked like me to look up to. And I guess I hope to encourage girls to find a healthy distraction like playing music or being creative, and that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be annoying. It's okay to be loud. But, you know, it's just all part of growing up and making mistakes. All alone again, it hurts my heart again. I think my blood is running thin.
British Filipina singer Bea Badoobie, her debut album is called Fake It Flowers.
It hurts my head.
From PRX.